anointing in this place. Hallelujah. Well, let's give the praise and worship team and the band a good round of applause. Come on, give them a round of applause. Amen. Well, for a moment, I thought I was in South Africa. I just thought I could get onto a Boeing and be home, man. Well, thank you so much. We do appreciate the prayers that has gone up for our country. It's a very challenging time in South Africa, and we need all prayers. And in the same way that you pray for us, the same prayers are coming back to you. We are in the process of change. Obviously, you have seen so much on television, and we are just trusting God to help us. Very difficult time, obviously, leadership challenges, but we love our country. We love our president. We love everyone that is there, but we don't love some of the things that's happening. So we thank you for the prayers that has gone up, and I know that God's going to help us in the changes taking place in the country. Obviously, the violence and all that must stop. And today I just felt the impact of the prayer of cross-cultural church. Thank you so much. We release the same prayers for you and for your nation. Amen. Well, I want to say thank you to my friend and brother, Pastor Woodrow Walker and Pastor Francine. Thank you so much for having me yesterday and having me today. We do appreciate our friendship. Thank you. You are a loyal man and a very respectful person. I do appreciate your ethics of friendship. Sometimes, you know, when you are in a relationship, it could be one-sided, but this is a two-sided relationship. And we thank you that you have stayed true to South Africa. You didn't leave us, and you're coming back to South Africa. And we do appreciate that. Would you be so kind just to give the First Lady and your father a round of applause in this place? Come on, appreciate them. They deserve appreciation. Amen. Thank you. It's honorable what you're doing. We just have, most of the books are sold, but I think there's just a couple left in the bookstore. You can get a copy if you're interested. I'm interested in the teachings today. It will get rough, but it's okay. That's my calling. My calling is to come and set order and some principles that are dear to the heart of God intact. I'm not saying it's not intact in this church, but I just like to reaffirm wherever I go. And it's my calling and my assignment, and I just want to flow into this calling. I bring you greetings from my wife, my only wife and daughter for 26 years. My daughter's, we married for 26, going to 27. My daughter is 25, and she's an attorney, and she should be getting married one of these days. I'm tearful already just thinking about that. She got engaged a month ago, and that was emotional for me already. In fact, I was in New York, and I sent her a very emotional message. I said, "My baby, thank you for being such a kind child. Thank you for not allowing us to experience what other parents are experiencing with teenage children. I want to thank you for loving mom and dad and for appreciating us. In fact, you are the best thing that has ever happened to us. We love you so much." She sent me crying faces back. She says, "Dad, I'm so emotional now for what you're saying." I said, "You know we love you and we always tell you, but sometimes we just have to, now that the days are getting lesser, I think I just have to amplify my love towards her." She's really being a sweet child. Beautiful, beautiful. She could be Miss South Africa. But she kept us on track. When she started studying, there was all these boys that were interested in her. So I said, my baby, you know what? It's better you rather have something on your name before you want to get involved with anyone. If these guys, if there's someone that'll wait, let them wait until the day you are ready. And when we had this humble experience when the two judges swore her in as an attorney, it was really an emotional time for us. So we're happy, and today we want to pray for all young people just to be focused in this day and age. Amen. Well, we're going to turn to the second book of Kings. Chapter 4, we're going to read from verses 8, 10, and we'll see how it goes. 2 Kings 4, from verses 8. One day Elisha went to Shunem, and a well-to-do woman was there, in fact, a wealthy woman, who urged him to stay for a meal. So whenever he came by, he stopped there to eat. She said to her husband, I know that this man who often comes our way is a holy man of God. Let us make a small room on the roof and put in a bed and a table and a chair and a lamp for him. Then he can stay there whenever he comes to us. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Our text reveals one of the most overlooked virtues. A virtue, when practiced, has the ability to accelerate your life's harvest from one level to another level. These principles or these virtues that's locked up in the scripture will propel you. Many people overlook it. Others analyze it. Others despise it. It's called today, which I want to title this message, The Principle of Honor. Tell somebody the principle of honor. One of the most overlooked and devalued principles. A principle practiced by a few who catch the revelation. Those that practice this principle, they reap the harvest or the reward. What is honor? Honor is to esteem one highly, respecting another. Respecting another highly. Most importantly, it is to place value on someone. Honor speaks of an exchange of substance that is befitting in quality, in quantity, and in relationship to the one that's being honored. Whenever honor is befitting, it demands. Listen to me. Whenever honor is fitting, it demands the one that's being honored to speak a word of blessing. Whenever honor is befitting, it demands the one that's being honored to speak a word of blessing. In the case of the 10 lepers, the Bible says that there were 10 lepers. One of them got healed, or all of them got healed, but one returned. And the Bible says that one that returned came to come and show honor. Listen what happened. He bowed down and worshiped Jesus. Listen what Jesus does. Jesus tells him, or asks him, where are the others that got healed? Weren't you guys 10? In fact, Jesus demands honor. Honor is needed because the man that came back to say thank you, the Bible says he was made whole. The others received healing, but he was made whole. From what? His infirmity. It meant that the others could become sick again, but not this man. In fact, he was made whole, body, soul, and spirit. Anything that contaminated him, he was free from that disease. The lady with the alabaster jar, she came and she poured a whole year worth of wages in front of Jesus, or she treated him with that. And what Jesus began to say, he says, wherever the gospel will be preached, this lady will be remembered because of her seed of honor. That's why the Bible says, children, obey your parents. It doesn't stop there. The Bible says, honor them. Because it's correct. If you want to live long and have a good life, we're living in a generation where children don't obey and honor parents. We're living in a generation where honor goes out by the back door. They don't capitalize on honor. If you don't honor young people, this is a virtue that you need to uphold. We have my mom and dad. My dad is 84. My mother is 79. They've been married for 57 years. We are six brothers, one sister. Do you know, from the time I started working up to now, I give my mom and dad money every month. They don't need the money, but it's my honor that I show them. In one of the properties that I have, I built an apartment so that they could stay in the apartment for a number of years. So my one brother took them to go and stay there. The other brother took them because we understand the virtue of honor. It's because of honor that God accelerates people. If you don't practice the virtue of honor, you are heading down the road. So the Bible says, honor your parents. It'll go well with you and you will live long. On the other hand, dishonor retards your acceleration. It robs you from achieving. It closes the mouth of blessing. It stops the hand from being laid on you. It stops the mouth from speaking a blessing. Dishonor paralyzes the gift in the man of God from operating for your benefit. Dishonor paralyzes the gift of God that's supposed to operate through the man of God for your benefit. It stops. The Bible says in Mark 6, verses 4, and he could do no mighty miracles there, except that he laid his hand on a few sick people and healed them. Listen, the Bible says he could not. The Bible didn't say he would not. If it meant he would not, that was an application of his will. But could not meant that something restrained him. What was that? It was dishonor. Because of dishonor, because they related to Jesus on the basis of his humanity and not his divinity. They related to Jesus as an ordinary man. They said, he's just one of us. He's the carpenter's son. He's the boy down the road. He's just ordinary. But they didn't understand that Jesus wasn't just ordinary, because he was the son of the living God. That's the mistake we make. I'm getting to you now. Can I walk down? Camera. I'm getting to you now. That's the mistake we make. I look like you, but I'm not you. People take what God places as ordinary. People want to relate to what God puts in charge as ordinary. The minute you relate to me as ordinary, you stop the blessing from flowing through me. Because God gives the man, the woman of God, he gives them for your benefit. Everything that you need, your house, your car, your husband, your wife, whatever is locked up in the man of God. God gives him to you as a package. If you don't honor him, the package can't flow. It can't happen for you because God knows everything you need. So what he does, he gets a man and he places him for your benefit. If you don't perceive him as a man of God, you will not receive what God. The Bible says, believe in the Lord God, so will you be established. But it says, believe in his prophets, so will you prosper. Now, this well-to-do woman in Shunem was a very sharp lady. In fact, her husband missed it, she caught it. But no matter who caught it, it benefited the family. The Bible says she was a well-to-do rich woman. This lady was kind. She took this man as an ordinary man and said to her husband, man, let's just give him a meal because I'm kind. Every Christian should have kindness. Let's give the man a meal. I don't know, there's something about him, but let's give him a meal. And she continued, the Bible doesn't say for how long, but whenever he came past, he got a meal, a happy meal. A McDonald's meal. So they gave him a McDonald's meal. Every time he came past, he got his meal, which he didn't have to pay for. But then, after some time, this lady caught the revelation. The eyes opened. She said to her husband, we perceived this man wrong. So when we perceived him wrong, we received him wrong. We perceived him as ordinary, so we treated him ordinary. We perceived him as just another man in town, so we received him as another man in town. But she says, my husband, we have erred. We have wronged ourselves and we've wronged him. Because he's not ordinary. Tell somebody he's not ordinary. This, listen to her. She caught the revelation. She says, this is a holy man of God. So now, because he's a holy man of God, we have to reverse the way we received him. Because if he's a holy man of God, we must treat him as a holy man of God. Listen what she does. She moves from a happy meal to a room on top of their house. She moved from a $3 or $4 meal to building a room fully furnished for him and his servant. So she moved from $3 or $4 maybe to $50, $50,000. Because she says there's a certain protocol to God's servants. But I want to show you what happens. When you participate in the virtue of honor, it will reciprocate. In fact, it will make a demand on your behalf. So the man of God says to his servant, he says, man, this lady's been kind to us. What can we do for her? She was known. She knows the commander. She knows the king. Nothing. And then Gehazi said, this lady does not have a child. Says, call her. What made the demand? The principal made the demand. The principal went to her most interesting need that she needed. She needed a child. The man of God says, next at this time. Oh, no, man of God, please. Don't do that, man. You know, I'm a young guy. I'm a young lady. My husband's a little old, so I think we passed the stage of getting children. And besides, the doctor told us we shouldn't even worry about that. So I put myself to rest. So please, don't do this to me, man of God. He says, by next year, this time. What made the demand? The principal made the demand. When they move from ordinary to a man of God, they change the way they receive the ordinary to how they receive the man of God. And when they change the way they receive, they change their seed. From ordinary seed to sacrificial seed. Sacrificial seed has to make a demand on heaven. There's no ways when you move into a sacrificial realm that God does not hear you. The Bible says that it was Solomon, he sacrificed a 1,000 offerings. And the Bible says that same night, God visited him. Because he moved from ordinary to sacrificial. I'm here to tell you today, if we can understand how to receive God-ordained leadership, you will get your miracle from there. I remember a couple came to our church 3 years ago. They'd been all over. Yeah, they weren't part of our church. I was doing an all-night prayer meeting, and I was praying all night. We prayed from about 10 o'clock until early hours. And I saw this couple in church, but then the power of God operated in the place. And I started prophesying and speaking over them. But I spoke over the lady and over the husband, but I didn't know what was going on. So after church, they came to me and said, "Man, Pastor, what you said to us, can we talk to you about this?" I said, "Okay." I said, "What's going on?" She says, "We are married for 4 years. We don't have a child." I said, "If God said it, it will take place." We prayed with them. We fasted with them. And today their baby is about 3 years old. That's what God can do. He's a miracle working God. Because they had to receive the man of God's word as if God was speaking to them. When you understand that, you move your status. You move in the realm of the spirit because God begins to promote you. If you understand God-ordained authority, honor. I'm calling back this church, calling back every one of us to get back to the principle of honor. If you receive a man of God as the sent one, it's like you're receiving God himself. When this lady did that, God began to pour out an impossible miracle. What was impossible was activated because of the seed of honor. God gives us as a benefit. In fact, God gives us to you as a benefit. God gives us because he knows you need us. In fact, God knows what you need and he puts it in us and he sends us. Now he says, how you treat us is how you'll get your miracle. Look at David's wife. Some say her name is Michael or Michelle or however they call it. When she disrespected her own husband as the man of God, the Ark of the Covenant came home and David was dancing and praising God. He's excited. The glory of God has returned. And she looked down in disgust. She despised him, the Bible says. It meant she dishonored him. And she died childless because the Lord locked up a womb. Because she disrespected authority. Doesn't mean it's a husband, but he's a man of God. He's the king, he's a husband, but he's the man of God. I understand his principles because his principles has kept me going. I understand his principles because my natural parents, I honor them. When I came into the kingdom, my spiritual authority, I honored. And God, because of honor, has made the impossible possible. I'm challenging you today to change your perspective. To change your perspective. As much as you think we're ordinary, we're not. God has given us for your benefit. Some of you today need a miracle. And how many of you know your miracle is right here? It's locked up in this place. It just depends how you're going to, what? Take hold of it. You need to. There's, my daughter survives because of honor. There's no ways. Every month, if she doesn't buy us a gift, she'll transfer money. One night, she's in her room. I'm in my room. So I took my phone. I just saw money coming into my phone. She's in her room. She sent me money. She says, Dad, you're not just my dad. You are my spiritual father. I said, you got that right, my child. Because I'm your dad, you'll receive me as a natural man. But when you see me as your spiritual authority, I go a little bit higher. And because of me being in that position, now you can take hold of your gift and your miracle. If you receive me as your natural father, you get a natural father's reward. If you receive me as a spiritual father, you get your spiritual father's reward. I can tell you miracles about miracles that's happening in our church. Just because I taught these principles. I taught this principle at one of the churches in South Africa. One of the pastors invited me. He said, please, I want you to teach the same message in my church. Because it's a principle. Today, I'm here to unlock miracles, man. I'm here to unlock miracles. There are people that God was telling me about that's going to get miracles today if you can just change your perception. I take God's servants very serious because they've been sent by God. I'm not there to badmouth anyone no matter what happens. I don't touch God's servants. The minute I touch them, God touches me. The minute I speak ill of them, God will do something to me. I don't open my mouth. No matter what they do, it's their job. They'll be accountable to God. But my job is to honor them as God's servants. Because remember, I don't know the whole story. The problem is I don't know the whole story. There's two sides to the story. So you hear one side and you open up your mouth and you bring a curse upon yourself. But the other side you don't know. I've never told you my side. So you only know the one that told you about me. You don't know my side, and I'm not going to defend myself. Because I'm God's servant. He's going to defend me. So I'm not going to open my mouth and say nothing. I'm not going to confront you. I'll smile. I'll greet you. I'll love you. But the consequences. There's some of us, all that we have to do, you don't need lots of prayers. Just come and make right. Just bring a seed of honor. And then you'll see what God will do. Remember, it's not only for you. It's for your children's children. These things that are happening to me, it's because I understand the principle. And I operate in God's principle. Today is South African Sunday, but Miracle Sunday as well. Amen. Come on, let's give the Lord some praise. Come on, give the Lord some praise. Tell somebody it's time for your eyes to open. Come on, tell somebody else it's time for your eyes to open. Anyone who receives you, Matthew 10:40. Anyone who receives you receives me. And anyone who receives me receives the Father who sent me. If you receive me,
That's what Jesus says. Anyone who receives you receives me. And anyone who receives me receives the Father who sent me. So it's not only about me, it's who sent me. Today we want to unlock unusual miracles in this place because of the value of honor. I want to end with this. Yesterday I was teaching and I was speaking about how Miriam and Aaron, they came up against their brother, which was the servant of God, which was the leader of the people, and they spoke ill of him. And the Bible says that Miriam contracted leprosy and she was outside of the environment where everyone lives because she could not be part of the environment because of leprosy. And God had to use the same man she spoke evil about to restore her. The same man had to pray for her to be restored. So God didn't want to hear anyone else's prayer, Aaron's prayer, no one else's prayer. God wanted to hear his servant's prayer that she violated, and that prayer brought her back and restored her. Today there's restoration in this place. There's miracles in this place. Amen. Let's give the Lord some praise in this place. Can I pray for a few people? I still got some time. Man, there's power in this place. There's so much power in this place. Lift a hand to the Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. My angel, can I pray for the two of you? Come. Can I pray for both of you? Amen. You can put your hands down. There's such a beautiful anointing. Hold hands. God was just telling me, man, pray for these children. Miracle. Need a miracle from God. Huh? That's all that the Lord is telling me. Pray for these children. They need a miracle. Miracle. And I don't want to go into detail, but the Lord has already impressed on my heart. It's miracle time for you. Look at me, sir. That's good? Yeah? Oh, wow. Oh, the presence of God is in this place. Not long from now. Not long from now. You'll see evidence. Not long from now, you'll see evidence in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. Wow, there's it. Thank you for the power. Whew. Strong anointing, Holy Ghost. Whew. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Not long from now, you will see evidence. Rebuke every work of the enemy. Destroy every demonic attack. I come against Satan. You are a liar. These are the children of the Most High God. I cover them under the blood. Power in the name of Jesus. Power. I release. Oh, there's it in the name of Jesus. Power. Flow from them, oh God, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet in the name of Jesus. Thank you. You are a God of supernatural miracles in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for supernatural miracles in Jesus' name. Father, they will come and testify about the goodness of God. This new month has come with new things for them. They have stepped into a new month with new expectations, for God is in charge. In Jesus' name, amen. Receive your miracle by faith. Come on, give the Lord some praise. It is done. It is done. It is done. Come on, give the Lord some praise. It is done. Woo, Lord Jesus. I feel the weight of the Spirit. It's heavy. Every demonic power that has been sent against the two of you. Demonic powers that has been sent. I've come now. Oh, Lord. Satan, you are a liar. Thank you, Lord. I'm telling you, the anointing is in this place. The anointing is in this place. I want to pray for sick people. I want to pray for people that are sick I want to pray for people that are sick. I want to pray for people that are sick. If you're sick in your body and you want a healing, please come out of your seat quickly. I just got a couple of more minutes to do what God wants me to do. If you're sick in your body, come in Jesus' mighty name. Sweet anointing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Oh, lift a hand. Every one of you, lift a hand. Sweet anointing.